Joining me now in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Mark Landon Smith and Jules Taylor of Arts Life Theater. Welcome, guys.
Thank you so much. Always a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. And you guys are here to talk about what's coming up for Arts Life Theater, yes?
We have got so much going on at Arts Life Theater, and we always have, but right now we have got so many programs going on. We're kicking off with auditions this coming weekend for Oliver Twist, okay, which are going to be Saturday and Sunday. Saturday from 1 to 4, Sunday from 2 to 5 at Arts Life Theater. And actors ages 6 to 18 are welcome to audition. No previous experience necessary. And you don't even need an appointment. You just come and audition. And with us, of course, is Jules Taylor. She is directing the show.
Yes, okay.
I am. I'm so excited about it. And it's not the musical Oliver that people think of.
Okay.
It's actually an adaptation that Mark did from the novel. So it goes very straight with the novel, and it really tells the story of Oliver Twist, which is really kind of an intense story.
I mean,
it's very dramatic. So I'm really excited to get to, you know, work with some kids and do some, like, really, you know, great acting stuff with them.
Something a little more serious, not so fun. Well, fun, but not as funny, perhaps.
Well, definitely not as funny.
You know, we've been very fortunate this past year because we have moved into a new building that was provided by the City of Fayetteville. And inside that building itself, we have a small theater. So we've been able to increase our programming with our productions. Last year, we did 3 shows. This year, we're doing 9. So we've been able to add a bit more dramatic things for our older kids and still keep a lot of the family stuff that we have done in the past. And for Oliver Twist, you can go online at artslifetheater.com. The script is available online, as are the audition scenes. So if you're interested in auditioning, you can just go to our website, click on Oliver Twist logo. It'll take you to that page. You can download the script and become really familiar with it before you come in into audition.
So with it being an adaptation, is it set in modern times or is it still?
It's very true. It's very true to the book.
Okay.
It is a period piece.
Okay.
So, we haven't put it in the Wild West or anything.
Okay, just check.
Or in outer space or anything.
You never know, you know, with adaptations you could.
Exactly, I know. I have been known to
change times. and different things, like in locations and
exactly.
Things like that, okay.
But just being classical, I felt like we just really needed to stick to the original book, the original story.
Okay, so auditions are this weekend.
Auditions are this weekend. And then starting on Monday, January 24, we have our spring classes. And we have a huge battery of classes for grades K through 12. We have Theater Voyagers, Theater Travelers, which is for our younger kids. Jules is going to be teaching a class, ALT Glee.
And we're going to do things from the Glee soundtracks.
Okay.
And then, but we'll do them in the Arts Live way.
Good. Make it your own.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff out there. You know, in Glee, they did a lot of these great mashups where they took a couple songs and put them together to make something just really unique. So I want to, you know, play with some of those.
And Glee has really opened up a whole new generation to musical theater.
It really has.
And for myself, when I watch Glee, not being very aware of pop culture or pop music, I've been introduced. I didn't even know who CeeLo was until I watched Glee.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, so it's been kind of helpful for myself.
Educational for everyone.
Exactly. To keep up with what's going on. And then we also have theater production going on. We have also, as a partnership with KUAF, we have Arts Life Theater Radio, which Jules did last semester. And we're going to be doing it again this semester.
Yeah, it was great last term. And we did 2 shows on the
War of the Worlds.
It was a great experience for the kids to come into such a beautiful facility as this new facility, and to get to go into a live recording studio with, you know, top of the art equipment. And it's a great experience. It's a great partnership, and we've been looking at some really fun scripts coming up.
Good. I was here for the War of the Worlds and really enjoyed getting to see the kids come in, and they were so excited. It was really fun to work with them. So,
and it's nice to give them the opportunity to work in different mediums.
Absolutely.
Of course, they're trained in the theater. We've also have trained them in television acting and film acting, and we've done some projects with them along those lines that you can find on YouTube. And then now we're moving into radio, so they're going to have a nice breadth of experience in all different kind of mediums. So, and then also we have an audition workshop coming up, and that's going to be on Saturday, February 5th. We have 2 sections for two separate grade levels, and this is just to prepare kids on how to audition and make the most of that opportunity when they have an audition coming up. So you can go on, again, on artslifetheater.com and you can check out that schedule and sign up for that class too. So, and then our next show is Anne Frank and Me.
Okay.
Which is coming up February 16th through the 20th. And this is a kind of an adaptation. It sticks true to the story, but the story starts out with a young girl in contemporary times.
Okay.
And she actually travels back in time. She's a 14, 15-year-old girl. And she meets Anne Frank. And she experiences what Anne Frank experienced as far as the Jewish persecution at the time. Mm-hmm. So it's very educational for any kid in the present day to be able to go see and realize that Anne Frank was their age and experienced all of these things. So, yeah.
So some serious themes there with the Holocaust and everything. So maybe leave the little smaller children at home.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, well, it's... No, you know, I don't think so.
No?
I don't think so. I think it's very family friendly. We don't actually see any Holocaust. It is referred to, but there's nothing graphic or it's very educational experience. And we're doing a pre-show walkthrough, which is being done by Coleman Clark, one of our Arts Life Theater kids. He's directing it. And it's going to be educational worthy. It's kind of like a prologue that the audience will be able to walk through before they actually go into the theater and see the show itself. So, and Jason Sewell's directing. Christy Hall is his assistant. Melody Hunt is a student assistant director. We've got a great, great cast, so we're looking very forward to doing it.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're very, very busy at Arts Live.
Yes, always busy, but that's a good thing.
Yes.
It's a very good thing.
But so, we always have a ton of fun no matter what, so it's just great to get to be with all the kids, and then creating theater on top of that, you know, is so wonderful.
For those who want to be involved, all you have to do is go to artslifetheater.com, check out our programming, give us a call, and get you involved. It doesn't make any difference if you have experience or not. All levels are welcome. So we hope that you guys come on out.
Excellent. All right. So all of our Twist auditions are this weekend.
Yes,
those
they
will
are.
Be
Saturday and Sunday.
At Arts Live Theater.
At Arts Live Theater on Sang Avenue.
Okay. And the production of that will be in March?
The production will be in March. We'll be at the York Ballroom. They have been so, so kind to us and such a blessing to Arts Live and very supportive. And we want to thank them for that, but the production will be there, yes.
Okay. And then Anne Frank and Me, will that also be at the UARC Ballroom?
That will be at the Sang Avenue location. That's called our second stage for our smaller shows.
All right. Mm-hmm. And then the classes, of course, that are coming up the 24th, people should get registered for those now.
Yes, yes. A lot of them are already filled up. Okay. But we do have availability in a few of the classes left, so you can go online and check that out, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Thanks.